Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Goss Talk Radio, 5:30 to 6, Monday, every Monday. We're bringing it. Happy Labor Day to all. All you people out there that work, happy Labor Day. Well, the Pirates are playing, they're winning, 3-0 in the fourth. Cole's pitching. I'm waiting for the wagon wheels to fall off. He usually goes 5 and then the ditch, he ends up in a ditch. The wheels fall off and steering wheel falls off and boom. The Cubs fighting for first place. Look like the odds on favorite to win this division. Pirates are finished. So, another bucko season down the crapper. Same old, same old. Hear the same old crap every year. Waiting for next year. Waiting for next year. Well, good luck with that. Steelers start this week. Play the Browns. I don't know what the spread is. But, I got a funny feeling. I will take the Browns and the points for this. Just a feeling. Pitt going to Penn State. Spread's 18. The way Pitt played in the second half, I'm taking Pitt. Right. I'm taking Penn State. I'm giving the 18. I think this is going to be a Custard's last stand. I want to say hi to Floyd over there. He's working today. What's up, Floyd?
What's up, God?
I'm glad you're in a Labor Day mood here. You're in?
Time and a half today, right?
Sure. You're getting time and a half on a holiday, brother.
That's what I like to hear.
You got it, buddy. I told you. When we go national, you're getting paid. You're getting moved up.
Good thing, because I was going to quit.
I know. I got to keep good people like you.
Thanks. I'm worth every nickel, and that's about what I get, nickels.
Yeah. You know what they say, better than nothing. Steelers made a few moves, a couple trades, more trades this year than I've ever seen. Man, I think they made, four trades, more than the last 10 years. Got this McDonald, a tight end. Nice addition there. This J.J. Wilcox from Tampa. Looks like a hard-hitting son of a gun safety. I think that's for reassurance that Mike Mitchell, I doubt he's going to be ready. He said he's going to play, but he hasn't practiced for a month. So we'll see about that. Le'Veon come back. He signed his agreement for $12 million a year. He said he's ready. Probably get hurt first play. Look for a soft tissue injury from him, hamstring or whatever, groin. It's going to be a tough game up there, believe me. Cleveland, this is their Super Bowl up there. First game, they're going to be ready. Steelers can't take this lightly. They got to go up there with a chip on their shoulder. You want to win the Super Bowl, you got to beat teams like this. You want a home field advantage, you got to win. They ain't no sugarcoating it. So, Ben got to be on his game. Le'Veon got to be on his game. That offensive line got to be on their game. And more than anything, the defense better play. What I seen in the preseason, that's why I'm taking the Browns and the points. I think it'll be a close one. So, that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. Well, I like to have a big shout out to all the boys down in Florida, down in Bradenton area. Give a little shout out to the Berkshire Hathaway girls, Linda Peaches Herman, Pam Wonder Woman Edgington, Wonder Woman.
go anywhere for a sale, do anything for a sale. Well, almost anything. Like I said, I've seen them do a lot of things, parachute in from a helicopter into a house on the island, parasail to the other part of the island, just for a sail. Run on top of water, too. Believe that. So give me a call. What do you want to talk about today? 516-666-9990. We're on, buddy. Bring it. Steelers, Penguins. Hey, Penguins, 30 days, buddy. 30 days. JR going to make a move for that third liner? Hope so. What do you think the Penguins' chances are for three-peating? Give me a call. 516-666-9990. Somebody said don't do the show today because it's Labor Day holiday. Everybody be cooking out. Well, you know, we go through. You know, we're gonna do it every day. We're gonna do it every Monday. We're not messing around here. Come hell or high water, we're doing the show. I mean, we're national, and that's the way it's gonna go. Floyd over there got a full-time job. He comes here part-time. He works. I'm surprised he's here, but he's here. He's gotten it out. Now, that's dedication.
You better believe it. For a couple nickels I make it, it's real dedication.
Well, I'm proud of you, Floyd. A lot of people wouldn't show up today. But you probably know we got hamburgers and hot dogs after the show.
Yeah, I like to have warmer hot dogs. They're pretty good.
Yeah, well, we're going to have enough of them. We got the whole staff here. We got about 13 people working in the studio here, and we're going to have a little cookout after the show. Anybody have any opinions on the game last night? UCLA, and how about that comeback? 45-44. I turned it off. That West Virginia game was pretty good, too. Have the ball in up, 15 seconds on a 15-yard line? Can we get it in? VTech, come up big. But I'm a little worried about the Pitt Panthers. They suspend another guy. I'll tell you what, I don't know. It's going up to Penn State, this could be Custer's last stand up there, I'm telling you. Could be Custer's last stand. This Max Brown, I don't know how, you know, some people say he didn't look too good. Narduzzi said he's going to let the Indians run ragged Saturday. He held them back. We'll see. But I'll bet you Franklin up there, I'll bet they're licking their chops waiting for the Panthers to come in there. After last year, believe me, I'm no big Penn State fan. I can't stand them. I'd love to see Pitt go up there and beat them, but that ain't going to happen. So, well, let's get to this call here. I think we got a phone call here. Let's see. Hey, you're on Gauze Talk.
Hey, brother, what's up?
Hey, Murph from Florida. What's up?
Hey, bud. How you doing, pal?
You're bringing this on a Labor Day holiday, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hell, my wife had me. Well, it's Labor Day. She said, you're not taking anything off. What's the definition of labor? She said, to work. So she had
exactly.
me thinking all day.
Well, I told Floyd here. Labor Day. Get in here. He's working double time.
Well, that's good. Why are you having a big cookout? He can eat up instead of spending his money at Permanis.
That's what I told him. So what's up? What are you bringing, Marv?
Well, a couple things.
Got it.
One, I'm a little worried about Pitt. Who did they suspend? I was looking for that. I didn't see. Who did they suspend?
I can't. Squad. Jeez. I should have wrote it down.
Is he any good?
I couldn't even pronounce his name.
Does he play?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, I'm a little worried.
He's suspended.
Yeah.
Jeez. I couldn't pronounce his damn name. I should have wrote it down. But I still couldn't pronounce it.
I'm on the Pitt site, the news, and they don't. There's nothing on here. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm a little worried too. I think Penn State's gonna just lick in their chops. I didn't get a chance to see it. I was gonna watch it today on ESPN3, the replay, but I didn't get a chance to do it. I'll watch it this week, but. I'm a little worried myself. I think they're going to be a little too much. But who knows?
Right.
Rivalry games, you never know. You just never know.
Right.
Those games last night, holy moly.
Yeah, did you watch any of them?
Yeah, I was watching that the West Virginia game most of the time. I was flipping it back to the UCLA game occasionally. And I saw, you know, Texas A&M up over there 44-10 or something like that.
Yeah, I turned it off.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I turned it back on. But after I turned it on just as they scored, and they were down 44-38. But, one good thing about that, they took Pitt off the hook for the biggest comeback. Pitt lost that bowl game to Houston, came back 32 games, so at least they're out of a record book now. That was the worst before that one.
Yeah, right. So they just got that quarterback. Good. What do you think of that quarterback, that Rosen kid?
I'll tell you what.
UCLA.
They're talking about some kid from, was it Wyoming, being the first round draft choice, first pick? Well, I can't see him being better than this kid.
Yeah, that Allen. I think his name's Tim Allen or Tom Allen or Bob whatever.
I can't see him being any better than this kid. Holy moly, he was unbelievable. The only thing that hurt him is he looks like he's got a bum knee.
Yeah, I think he does.
You know,
he wears that brace.
He's hobbling around a little bit on it. He got hurt a couple times, but you can't deny the kid.
Yeah.
Kid came through in the clutch. I mean, he's a winner.
Yeah, he is.
He sure showed it.
He is. Well, you're going out to the West Coast, I understand, see a big game here.
Well, maybe. Maybe. We got a Hurricane Irma hanging off the
You start
looking
at
some of those models, and hell, shit, they may come see us. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see.
That could go either way.
I can't see going out to L.A. and have that coming home to the front door. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What does that thing supposed to hit?
I was looking at the model, just one of the models, and it's going to be somewhere around Cuba on Saturday. So, you know, we were going to go out and, of course, game Saturday and come back Sunday, but who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll decide here coming up.
For your sake, I hope it blows up the coast, up the East Coast.
I'd like to see it just blow way up, you know, way out to sea. Of course, I got, you know, Kevin on the East Coast, so I don't want to go.
Oh yeah,
either.
That's right. Thought about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
you got to worry about
we're
that.
We're damn, damn we don't. Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Then there's another one behind that. They said.
Oh, no doubt. There's no global warming, though. You know.
No climate change at all.
None at all.
You can tell. No. You know.
Oh yeah.
But
what
do you think of the? There's a game on tonight. Supposed to is that another good quarterback is Oklahoma State? Is that Oklahoma or Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State's playing tonight. Yeah. There. Well, I'll take a look at him. After Penn State, Pitt's got them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they play Oklahoma State at home.
Oh.
I'll
tell you what. I don't know, man. I'll tell you, they got to use that Henderson kid more. I think they're using that kid, that Quadri Henderson. They didn't use him at all, hardly.
Well, that's hard. Well, maybe they saved him, you know, for the big games instead of that. I like Narduzzi's press conference. He was saying, "Yeah, we're up 21-0." He says, "I told the kids, and you know, it's probably." He said maybe it'd be good to be, you know, have a little adversity so we can get ready for these big games that are coming up. A little adversity, so hell, they took me to heart.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, they did.
I'll tell you what,
so
that one kid, Armin Delevate for Youngstown State or whatever.
Yeah,
that name. He ain't a bad ball player. I think he's from around here.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was all over the field. That kid was all over the field. I don't know how this is these guys. Damn.
Huh.
Well, I'll tell you what, that running back for Penn State, he's going, oh, my God. Did you see him?
Yeah, he's not bad. Yeah, he's
that guy looks like
All-American.
He's out of granite.
Yeah, he's
wow.
He's first team All American, preseason All American.
Oh yeah, yep. That guy can run, man. I'll tell you what, he looks like he's been cut out of stone.
Mm,
he's
looks
a real
like Pullmar.
Deal. I was gonna say
he's got the speed and agility of Pullmar, huh?
We'll see if he scores 21 touchdowns, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's – so what's the kid's name? I just pulled up their kid for Youngstown.
Armin Delavate?
What?
Defense.
Yeah, I see him. Yeah, he's from West Allegheny.
Yeah.
Hey, he's not very big, 6 foot 215.
Tell you what, he's all over the field.
He's from West Allegheny.
Yeah.
Huh.
That kid's tough. I'll tell you what, he was all over the field. He was making tackle after tackle after tackle, that kid.
Huh.
But Pitt, I'll tell you what, Pitt's going to go up there. I think they're going to walk into a goddamn lion's den up there, I'll tell you. And
well, they're ready
basically,
for them.
A lion's den, get it?
Yeah, I got it. Nittany Bend. Nittany. Yeah, they're I'm a little leery. I'll be honest with you. I'm a Pitt fan all the way, but.
Mm-hmm. You know. 18 points. Would you take them with 18?
Don't tell me. Is that the spread?
That's the spread, buddy, right now.
Oh, no. 18 points. Wow, that's horrible.
18 points, buddy. I'll tell you what. I think Penn State, I think, and give the 18.
Maybe Narduzzi can use that as a rallying point.
Yeah. Hey, every time you think a team's going to go up and get the shit knocked out of them, they surprise you and they play a good game.
Yeah,
so maybe they'll play a good
game. Yeah, he's probably telling his coaches that heavy.
Right.
Yeah. Don't take them. Give them the points.
Let's make a bundle this week.
Yeah. He's a drink. Hey, how about that coach from Texas A&M? Oh, he was already on the bubble.
Oh.
He won't last a week. I bet you they don't. I bet he doesn't last a week. I bet you
how about your namesake? They want to fire him already. Tom
yeah,
Herman.
I know. How about that? I couldn't believe it. I lost my opener. Jesus, Willikers.
One game, and they want to fire him, too.
Yeah. Did you hear what one of the commentators, he was obviously a Charlie Strong fan. He was saying, well, they're mentioning about Charlie Strong. You know, little offense, no defense, horrible special teams. He said, I didn't see any change.
I know, I heard him.
Yeah,
I
didn't see any change.
Yeah. Well, Merv, hey, look, I got another call here coming in, and nice hearing.
Well, you better get it on there, brother. I'll tell you what, and the girls appreciate the shout out. I just saw Pam and Linda ski by. They're going to show a house right now.
I'm sure they didn't have any skis on either.
No, barefoot.
But they do it barefoot.
That is good.
Right.
All right,
buddy. Thanks for the call. I got another call here, buddy.
All right, brother. We'll take it easy.
All right. There goes Merv. Let's get another call here. Let's see what we got. That's you're on, Gostock.
Yo, Gosman.
You're on. Hey, Will
Hello.
Dog.
Will What's
dog.
Going on? Yo,
What's
that's
happening?
Me. Not much.
I hear you.
Not much. I didn't want to miss an episode here. I was it was funny. I had the Buccos on. I see they got three on the Cubs right now, which I don't think will last. I said, you know what? I gotta give Gosman give him a jingle. See what he thinks.
Go ahead.
What do you think
what
about
do you
the
got
Cubs?
For me?
You think Oh, well, no, I was going to say, Gosman, what do you think about this series, Buccos versus the Cubs? You think the Buccos can pull at least one out of their hat?
What is it, a three-game series? I think they lose three.
Four. Four-game.
Four. I think they lose three out of four. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Are we in the fifth inning? Cole usually, the wheels usually come off on Cole in the fifth inning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got – well, here's the best thing about it is they got a 4-0 lead right now. Coltrane's on, and the only thing you need to do to rattle the Coltrane is get, like, a nice double or hit a homer, and you might as well put five on the board right now.
So you think if he gives up a couple hits, he's going to be rattled, then that'll be it.
I've watched Coltrane. I've seen this guy go, you know, he'll sit there, have a lead like this, 4-0, right? And then you got one guy that'll bang a homer. He'll leave one hanging up there. And next thing you know, you got five or six put on you that inning, going into the bullpen.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I thought of you when I read this. Mark Melanson got arm surgery. After they leave here, brother, their arms are dead. Just look at all the relievers that left here. They're all dead. All the arms are dead. You can count them.
Well, the funny thing about the starters is they're all preserved. You know, by the time they go to another ball club, you know, and they work with a real, like, you know, a real ball club, they may have a chance to resurrect a career because they're out by the fifth inning, you know.
Right. They're all out by the fourth or fifth inning. They had that Ribeiro pitch last night. That guy, his arm is probably hanging off. He won't last another year with Hurdle, if Hurdle comes back. I guarantee it he won't last another year. They had him come in there. Why, I have no idea. The game doesn't mean jack to them. Why ruin this guy, throw this guy's arm out for, you know. He threw about 30 goddamn pitches because somebody made an error. And why bring him in now? I mean, he's your ace reliever. Why bring him in? It's ridiculous. Give these other guys a chance, these younger guys. See what they got. I don't get it.
Exactly, because you don't have, you know, at this point, what do you got? About three more weeks of baseball left. You don't have a prayer. You're not going to the playoffs. You're 10 games out of the wild card. You're 10 games out of the division. You know, mathematically, it's almost impossible. So I agree, Gosman. I think what you do is you do what the Cubs did. I remember the Cubs were they were really competing down the stretch, and they didn't have – you know, there wasn't any hope or chance that they were going to make it to the wild card spot. They brought their young guys up, you know, started playing them, and they got on this hot streak and –
One thing they're playing is Diaz and Morozov, and they're playing Morozov because Frazier's out and Harrison. But believe me, if Harrison was, he'd be on the bench. Jaso would be in the outfield. Why they even play this guy is beyond me. Jaso, I don't get it.
Well, how about the Tigers blockbuster trade to the Verlander to Houston? They're going for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bronx, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I got to tell you guys, man, I think this isn't going to be a you know, we're going to talk a little baseball shop here. This isn't going to be a laydown for the Cubs like it was last year. I mean, you got the Dodgers that are what they have, like 90 games already? 94 games or something?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be tough for the Cubs to beat. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got the, you know, the Astros look great. I mean, you got some solid teams here, man, coming down the stretch.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how about that hurricane coming down there? It's a Hurricane 4 category. 120-mile-an-hour winds. I was talking to Merv. He's a little worried there. He should be.
I heard there's no water or food left.
What's that?
I know. I heard in Florida there's no water or food left in the grocery stores. Everybody ran out and grabbed it, which is smart, you know?
Yeah, I heard even here they were gobbling up toilet paper.
Yeah. Would I always do not be that simpleton that doesn't stock up and have nothing, and then the hurricane hits, and then you're starving to death in 5 feet of water, you know? Don't be starving in 5 feet of water wet. Be full in 5 feet of water.
Well, even if you've got water and food, that hurricane don't give a rat's rear end. That'll blow you from here to, 120
like
mile
said,
an hour winds, serious stuff, you know?
Exactly, God. Well, and that's what I mean. And I'll tell you what, God, man, if you have the, if even if you have the means or, even if you don't have the means, when you got that kind of warning, get the hell out. Figure out somewhere else to go, I'd rather be living, I'll tell you what, I'd rather be living out of my car for the next week or two than to be stuck on a second floor up to my waist in water where nowhere to go waiting for someone to rescue me.
And make sure you got a good life raft,
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm pretty safe up on this hill, though. We're going to have a major league flood up here to water to get up here.
Ah, you're good up there. You're protected,
Even with climate change.
Exactly. Yeah. You know you're high up there when you got Floyd bitching all the time about driving up the hill in the winter, so. Yeah.
You know what? I got a 1967 Corvette with no snow tires.
Well, that's why.
Hey, that's not our problem.
67 Corvette, great. That, they're summer cars.
I heard that sliding around everywhere, fishtailing in a Permane's parking lot constantly during the wintertime.
I told him don't get any Permane's today because we're having a little cookout in the backyard. We're having hot dogs and hamburgers for Labor Day. And I'm surprised Floyd made it today, but he knows he's on double time since it's a holiday. So.
Oh, he'll
make
that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll take them hamburgers and hot dogs, too, buddy. You got any mustard, relish?
Yeah, we got it all. It's in the refrigerator. We'll get it out. Why don't you start
right,
throwing some hamburgers? You only got a couple more minutes of the show. Throw some hamburgers on the grill, brother.
You got it, Bob.
One last question for you. I got one last question.
Bring it up,
and
I got one for you. Go ahead.
First game of the year, Steelers versus the Browns. What's your prediction? What are you thinking?
Oh, close game. Very close. Take the Browns with the points.
Wow.
You want to make a lot of money? You want to make a ton of money? Take the Browns with the points. I don't know the spread. I'm sure it's at least, I don't know.
I'll probably give them 7 or 10.
Well, I'll take the points and run.
Uh-huh.
And I want to ask you a question. What's the chance of the hurdle coming back next year? Slim, none are coming back.
Personally, I think good. As long as nothing got him in a, club-friendly contract. It's all about the Benjamins with that guy. But personally, I don't know. I mean, would you want him back? I don't – the guys had He's had a chance to put together something, get a run going. I mean, he's done the impossible here, got him back to the playoffs. But, the last 2 years have been a complete disappointment.
I don't mind Hurdle. I think he's a good manager. I mean, who am I to say who's good, who isn't? I'm not, I'm no expert on nothing. But I think with what he has to work with and what he's willing to give him, I think if I was him, I'd retire.
Yeah. Because you're not, you're absolutely right. You're not winning a championship here. You had your opportunity the first year with Burnett and, Moreau and Bird. After that, they never made another attempt to, put together a solid team.
Right. Well, Will Dog, I want to thank you for the call, and we're almost done here. So, we will talk to you next week, same time, same station, hopefully. So there goes Will Dog. There he goes. We got it, the big show, another big show today. And next week we'll have another one. Next week, another one. We're national, baby. And we're going an hour soon. Bye.